listening to SCR, Stratford Community Radio.
Ali, how did you get involved in the Wool Fair?
Well, it's difficult not to get involved in certain things in Shipston, because it's a town with a great community spirit, and the things get passed around word of mouth. And I'm on the town council. Now, last year, the first Wool Fair took place in decades, if not centuries. And that was spearheaded by a lady who actually sadly died just 2 weeks before the actual Wool Fair happened. And she set up a group of people as a committee to sort of put the thing on last year. And in the last week or so, others of us were sort of drafted on to help out, you know, partly because of Angela's untimely death, and quite a lot of information was in her head, and partly just it was a question of all hands to the pump. So having got involved in those last week or so of last year's fair, I sort of stayed on. And next thing I knew, I was chair of the organising committee. It was thought probably appropriate for the chairperson to be a councillor, because the council itself is heavily involved.
You need a foot in both camps, presumably.
Yes, the council's given us a grant. In fact, it's the only grant we've had, the town council, I mean. And so, as I say, late last summer, we sort of put together a new committee and have really been meeting and chatting and thinking about it all year, you know, from then till now.
And if it's anything like the rural committees where I live, once you're on it, that's it.
Well, I don't know about that. I think most people, you know, are quite happy to stay on a committee. Whether the same person is chair from year to year is probably down to the other people.
Oh, I'm sure that's very... Yes, no, I'm sure it's down to your eminent organising skills. But it does seem to be hitting the right note for now, doesn't it? To be bringing back ancient traditions.
Yes, I think so. I think it's very nice for people to have the opportunity to be put in touch with their heritage. Shipston does have a history in the wool and sheep trades. And, you know, that died out really with the Industrial Revolution and the railway and then cheap imports and synthetic materials. And so there aren't really any traces of what used to happen in the town in medieval and post-medieval times. There aren't any traces of that, you know, in local industry. But it's worth remembering. And the Wool Fair celebrates this heritage and also brings it very much to life by having the display of sheep, where, you know, there are a dozen or so wonderful sheep, you know, all shapes and sizes, black, white, woolly, fluffy, enormous, and quite a few of them are sheared in the town during the day. And that's a fairly unique thing to have happen nowadays.
Well, it is, and I don't think people realise exactly how difficult it is.
It's very difficult to organise. I mean, that's Bob Armstrong's field, in which he is eminently qualified. I also made the mistake some months ago about talking about one of the sheep, which was called a Leicester something or other. Anyway, I called it a Leicester Tiger, which I think is actually a rugby player.
I was going to say, it sounds a bit American football or whatever.
Leicester Longwool.
Oh, it's, right.
Yes, one of the sheep is a Leicester Longwool.
Yes.
And I've been going around calling it a Leicester Tiger, and I was sort of got slack wrists for that.
Oh, goodness. Only the purists, I'm sure. So are the breeds that are going to be there very much... well, one's Leicester, but that's not too far away, is it? Are they all very much Midlands-based breeds?
Yes, yes. Cotswold Lion is another name of a sheep. But I'm not the expert when it comes to sort of livestock matters.
Right.
That's why you had Bob on this programme a few weeks ago.
And you brought in a very snazzy programme, which has, you know, again, from a farming point of view, I could imagine all the farmers just curling their toes up with embarrassment. But this lamb is very cute. So if they look as cute as the one that you've got on the front of your programme, then I'm sure there'll be lots of people going, ah, or maybe even bah on the day. Oh, I've sneaked in another one. Oh, dear, dreadful.
MySCR.co.uk.
This is Stratford Community Radio. You're listening to me, Jackie King-Turner, with This Much I Know. I'm talking to Ali Henderson, the chair of Shipston Woolfair, of the organising committee. Now, tell us what people can expect if they come to the Woolfair.
Well, they can expect lots, actually, lots of variety, and a jolly good day, family day out is how we see it, and possibly could be described in terms of good old-fashioned family fun. No entry fee or anything like that. As I said before, there'll be the display of the sheep who are sheared at intervals during the day. And there will be a couple of competitions associated with sheep, you know, to get a bit of audience participation. One is guess the weight of the sheep. And so you'll be looking at this enormous beast and trying to guess what its weight is. And
is that shorn or unshorn?
Ah, there's also guess the weight of a fleece.
Ah.
So, but it won't necessarily be that sheep's fleece. You know, there's two separate competitions. But when you look at some of these enormous sheep, I mean, they're like sort of small horses. And so you're talking many stones. And there's another competition in the afternoon called Guess the Time It Takes the Shearer to Shear This Particular Sheep.
And that would be a professional job, wouldn't it, rather than...
By law, all the shearing has to be done by professional shearers.
Oh, really?
Oh, you'd have health and safety on you like a ton of bricks if you did anything different.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I suppose, particularly if the sheep weighs the same as a pony, then you can't have anybody trying to wrangle it to the ground.
No. But, I mean, it would, for all sorts of reasons, it just wouldn't be right. We've had to jump through all sorts of hoops, you know, in terms of health and safety, hygiene, veterinary hygiene, and, you know, just complying with all the ministry rules regarding having livestock in a town.
Well, yes, and I suppose there's the welfare of the animals as well.
Absolutely. The animals are delivered by their own farmers. But anybody putting on an event of this type in a urban environment really does have to make sure that, you know, pregnant women don't go near the sheep, that we have to put notices up all over the place, you know, saying what may and may not be done. Which makes it sound as if it's all terribly strict. It isn't. It's just that the shearing and touching of the sheep is done by the professionals.
And are they going to be electronic shearers, or the kind of snipping things they used to do in the old-fashioned days?
I think last year they did have an old shearing device, which was worked by a foot pump. And I can't remember whether that's used all the day or just for sort of certain sort of special shows, because it's, you need a lot. If one person is working a foot pump,
it's jolly hard work.
It takes several minutes to shear a sheep.
Yeah.
Your leg can get jolly tired doing it.
But that's giving away some hints and tips to the people wanting to enter the competition, isn't it? if it's a modern device, i.e. electric or whatever, it's going to be less than a few minutes.
Well, we don't want to
give you a clue.
We don't want to make the competition so difficult that nobody wins them, because we've got some very nice prizes lined
up. What can you win?
Well, I think the best thing is to come along to the Woolfair and see what the prizes are. I'm not giving it away now. All I can say is that they're jolly nice prizes. We've got lots of games and treasure hunts and things going on that day, and there's a decent prize for all of them and some decent raffle prizes.
Oh, I love a good raffle. I mean, I have to say, our family don't normally win anything, but when we do, I normally win chocolate, which, along with not being able to eat wheat, is the other thing in this world I can't eat. So the rest of my family are always deliriously happy when I eat chocolate, because there's all the more for them. But it's, now we know it's on Bank Holiday Monday, but is there a time particularly that it's on?
It starts at 10, goes on till 4, with an action-packed day.
That sounds like you could, well, a whole day's worth of entertainment by the sounds of things.
Yes, because the sheep will be going on at intervals really from start to finish. And one of the shearers has got quite a line in patter and is very informative and entertaining. So he'll have a microphone. The PA system is one of these sort of multi mic types. So he'll be giving a commentary, you know, describing what he does and how he does it and all to do with sheep and shearing and stuff. And then there'll be another microphone in the entertainment area where we're having music and dancing and that sort of thing. And obviously they won't interrupt each other. But so these shearing events will be taking place, and then on stage other events will be taking place, other performances will be taking place. So there won't be a dull moment.
And whereabouts in Shipston is this all happening? I mean, is the town centre basically going to be pedestrianised for the day?
Yes, okay. Yes. Other than, you know, access for emergency vehicles. The town centre of Shipston is not all that big. And so if you take the high street and another little road adjacent to it called Market Place, which is where the actual sheep are going to be, and then the stage and the stalls selling merchandise in the high street. And then there's one other area which is going to be devoted to children's games. So we've got a triangle of sort of different things for different people.
Excellent. And there are loads. I love going to Shipston, actually, I have to say, even though Stratford, Shipston, it's about the same distance for me to get in. But one of the things I like about Shipston is that if they've got what you want, then you don't actually have to go anywhere else. The shops are fabulous, particularly the delis. I love going there for food shopping. And so if you want to go there and have something for lunch, then I'm sure there'll be plenty of opportunities.
Absolutely no doubt about that. There'll be lots of nice things to be able to buy. The delis, you're right, are absolutely fantastic in Shipston, and I'm sure we'll be putting on a good show. But really, as a retail destination, Shipston is great because there are so many independent shops. There are no chains. You know, you're not going to see household names like Marks and Spencer's or Next or anything. Every shop is an independent shop. So they're more quirky, they're more personalised. You know, there's such variety. I very rarely get in the car because I can buy anything and everything I need, you know, with a short walk.
And I know this isn't meant to be, you know, I suppose it is. It's bigging up the wool fair, but I do have to give a small kind of a slightly medium-sized up to the shoe shop in Shipston because they are so good at measuring children's feet. I think they are just amazing. I mean, I will travel there, and maybe even though the choice isn't necessarily as dramatic as it might be anywhere else, but I've always found them really reliable at measuring children's feet. Not the most interesting thing on the planet, but for the King Turner household. I have two daughters, and so shoes are feature very highly in our lives, basically. And so, yes, we do like going there.
This is Stratford Community Radio.
You're listening to This Much I Know on your radio station, Stratford Community Radio. If you have any comments, if you want to find out more about the Shipston Wool Fair, then send us an email, info@myscr.co.uk, because I am here today with Ali Henderson, who is the chair of the organising committee. Now, we've had to just give in, haven't we, Sam? It's so hot up here. We've had to open the windows because we are, frankly, melting. So if you can hear any road noise, or there are loads of buskers out in Henley Street today, because again, it's that kind of day. The sun is shining, the weather is sweet, and that sounds like lyrics from a song, actually. Just trying to remember who it was from. But anyway, moving swiftly on, if you can hear any road noise, well, you won't hear road noise, but busking noise and general hubbub from traffic, and if it is giving you a problem with what you're hearing from our discussion, then let us know. But if it's okay, if you quite like the little background burbling, then we wouldn't mind keeping it, frankly, because otherwise I think we'll be sliding down our chairs in the next hour or so. But anyway, in the meantime, back to Shipston Wool Fair. You've got a new system this year of some rather, you've selected, or they have decided to join in with you, some rather eminent patrons, haven't you? Which sounds immensely grand. Let's hear more about that.
Well, yes, indeed. We've been very, very fortunate by attracting, shall we say, to the Wool Fair three eminent people to be patrons. And I've pointed out to them that their duties, if that's what you can call it, as patron, don't have to be too onerous because they're all very, very busy people in their own right. But it's just nice to have them on board as, a bit of a sort of flag-waving exercise, if you like. Now, the first one to agree was Lord Howe, who used to be Geoffrey Howe, Chancellor of the Exchequer, Foreign Secretary, and I think other cabinet posts in the 1980s, and was a, you know, mainstay of government in those days. He lives quite nearby, and he's pretty supportive in general of Shipston and community events, and he agreed to be patron, which was I think, very gracious and kind of him. The lady patron, we've got two gentlemen and one lady, is Mrs. Elizabeth Williams of Armscott Manor, who I believe we've already had on this programme.
Deborah. And on the website, she's under her... She's Mrs.
Roy Williams. Yes. Well, she prefers, you know, the correct address.
Yes, stickler.
Sorry about that slip. I didn't... and she... I haven't actually met her, but she knows Bob Armstrong quite well. And again, she does an awful lot for the community. She owns Armscott Manor, which holds lectures, and she's a potter and designs lovely pots. And
she designed the bee pot for Wychford Pottery.
That's right, yes.
Look at the This Much I Know website, Facebook page for photos of our away day. Sam and I went there for an outside broadcast. You can see pictures of the pot that I threw, which isn't quite up to Deborah's standard, I'm afraid. But anyway, yes.
And the last gentleman is...
John Newbury,
whom, again, I haven't actually met, but he's an old acquaintance of Bob Armstrong's, and, again, is from the sort of agricultural fraternity, and he's just been incredibly helpful and useful and a useful, you know, source of information and advice and help and services. So I just thought that we all thought that there was a lovely mix of people, different skills, different strengths, different sort of... profiles, and they've all agreed to be our patron, which is lovely. And at the end of the day, on the 31st, on the bank holiday, they will be drawing the lucky raffle tickets, all three of them.
I was going to ask you, what are you making them do for their patronage?
That.
Oh, okay.
Their names are on the letterhead, and for the moment they're drawing the raffle tickets. However, Lord Howe, of his own initiative, suddenly found an old cartoon that had been printed in the Sun newspaper, if you can call it that, years and years ago, 1981, when he was Chancellor of the Exchequer. Now, would you believe it? This cartoon shows him in a sort of peasant smocky thing and a hanky on his head, shearing sheep, and the sheep are called taxpayers, and Margaret Thatcher's in the background sort of cracking the whip. And the cartoon was donated to Lord Howe by the cartoonist. And he came round with this thing just before I went to Italy, saying, you know, perhaps you could make some use of it, which, of course, we immediately thought we could. But there were copyright issues. So after a bit of a wrangle with the Sun, they've agreed to let us take copies of the cartoon and we will sell them to raise funds. And so, in fact, as I came out to come to this programme, Lord Howe was on his way to my house, and my husband was going to be sorting it, to sign these copies of the cartoon, which I think is immensely generous of him. It's his initiative. He found the thing in his loft and sort of came up saying, you know, can I help with this? And I think it's an immensely generous gesture and also a bit of fun.
Well, you couldn't wish for a more appropriate thing, really, could you?
It's so relevant, because we're all about to face horrible, you know, tax hikes, I think, in a couple of weeks. You know, we're going to be back to the 1980s from that point of view. And then there's the sheep aspect and the fact that he's a local personage aspect. So it just all, you know, marries up beautifully. We're allowed to take up to 25 copies. News International won't let us take any more, but that's fine. That's absolutely fine.
And are you going to raffle them?
We're going to sell them. We're going to have them laminated and sell them, and people can, you know, buy them to put in their smallest room or largest room or whatever they choose to do.
Oh, that sounds like just the right sort of thing. In a country, smallest room. Definitely. Oh, I'd love to know what he thinks about the current political situation. Perhaps if he's listening, if your husband's listening at home and Lord Howe has is listening to, perhaps you can send us in an email.
With any luck, well, not, perhaps not luck for Lord Howe, but with any luck for my husband, he would have buttonholed him and asked him.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, send us in. If you are listening, please send us in some input. And it can be, you heard it first on This Much I Know on Stratford Community Radio.
Anyway,
cool,
sorry, you asked about the raffle.
Yes.
We just felt that if we're allowed to take 25 copies, let 25 people enjoy it, not just the one.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Who keeps the original?
Lord Howe has his phoned copy. I would imagine that the original is in the annals of News International Corporation.
Oh, okay. Yeah? Right, I see. Oh, you just brought... Oh, well, yes, well, go and get one of those.
Yeah. We've all got a bit arcane and legalistic here, but that's how it is, I'm afraid.
Well, you know, I suppose that's what you do when you're on a committee, isn't it? You deal with the arcane and the legalistic and the health and safety so that everyone who comes as a guest to the day has an absolutely... doesn't have to think about that, really.
MySCR.co.uk.
This is Jackie King-Turner. You've been listening to your radio station, Stratford Community Radio. Thank you to Sam for all the technical input, and a huge thank you to Ali Henderson for telling us all about Shipston Warfare and why Italy is the place to be seen this summer. Remember to look at the Facebook page for the latest information and photos, This Much I Know on Facebook. And next week we'll be welcoming Simon Reed of Experience Chocolate to the show. So send your questions in when I'm on air or log them on the This Much I Know Facebook page. Thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned for that local show and then following on John Bolt at 3:30 for some country music. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to SCR, Stratford Community Radio, online at myscr.co.uk.